You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Nationalist. The date for today's show will be Friday, May the 26th, 2023. And you're listening, of course, to me, Grandpa Dan, streaming here at RadioAlbion.com. Still getting used to this whole solo Daily Nationalist thing, so bear with me. But we'll get this figured out. We're still keeping the content going. I'm going to continue to put links down at the bottom of the descriptions of these shows where you can contact Sven if you want to write him a letter or send your support for his commissary and things such as that. Dr. Matthew Raphael Johnson, as well as myself, we're going to continue to try to keep content up on Radio Albion. At least Monday through Friday, there should be something new up every day. That's the goal for now. And I hope it doesn't become tedious just hearing Matt and myself. Because, you know, that's what we've got. Sven put so much work in. I mean, the Daily Nationalist was actually daily with Sven. But since he can't be with us right now, you're getting kind of a sort of Daily Nationalist. We did have a Radio Albion roundtable that went up on Monday. Please go back and check that out. Dr. Johnson and I, it's kind of a coffee table. It was just two of us. But if you haven't listened to that, be sure and check that out, because that's where we get into depth about Sven's situation, which you're all, I'm sure, aware of by now. Dr. Johnson's got a great show up on his Orthodox Nationalist, which went up on Wednesday. Of course, my Parish of the Patriot show goes up on Tuesdays. Dr. Johnson's continuing to do the Daily Nationalist show for Thursday, and I'm going to continue to do the Daily Nationalist show on Friday. I do currently plan, since I don't have anything else to go there, I'm going to put in a Daily Nationalist, do a Daily Nationalist show for Monday. So that, anyway, like I say, the goal here is to at least every day we'll have something new up. So, like I say, don't think that the site's dead. You're probably going to have to scroll down to, you know, whatever section, you know, Daily Nationalist. You can go all the way to the bottom. It does have recent posts there. That's probably going to be the easiest way. It's not necessarily going to update to the top. I'm having to do the technical end of posting this stuff up now, and I'm really getting it figured out. I'm kind of proud of myself. I got to give myself a little pat on the back, because when I first started looking at this and Sven had left me instructions and I was like bleeding from the eyes. It was like, I spent like 4 hours and I'm like, I don't even know where to start. I don't know where to start. But as usual, once I actually just said, okay, I'm going to quit agonizing over it. I'm just going to jump in and start messing with it. I actually started figuring it out. And here we are a week later. And, you know, I feel pretty good. And I'm doing it more and more quickly. And it's all coming together. Don't expect the level of professionalism, you know, because he had the time and just the experience to put into it. I said this on the roundtable, and I'm going to say it again. I'm just, Dr. Johnson and I, we're house sitting here while Sven's gone. He's going to be back. You know, it's not like he's dearly departed here. He will be back. We're just house sitting. And so, you know, we're trying to take care of things, keep the house clean, keep things running until he can get back. That is the goal. But hey, we are back for Daily Nationalist. It is Friday. I hope you've had a great week. We're here in the U.S. We've got a Memorial Day weekend coming up. Stay safe out there. It's a tough time. Somebody asked me recently, you're going to go out, you're going to travel somewhere for Memorial Day. And it's like, that's a tough call, you know, because there's a lot of drunks on the road. People never drive now. They don't drive now at all. It drives me crazy. I say, people go, you go through town. And people are going from point A to point B in their vehicles. That they're doing. But the one thing they're not doing is driving. And then you add to it, people are going to be drunk and everything else. It's usually kind of best to stay home. But whatever you're going to do, be careful. And like I say, people don't drive. It drives me crazy. Pun intended. It drives me crazy. Because you go down through town. And the more of this, I was telling someone this the other day, the more of these quote-unquote safety and convenience items they add to vehicles, the worse people drive. You know, sir, because like back in my day, we didn't have all that. We didn't have airbags. I mean, you had seat belts, which nobody wore. No, we didn't wear our seat belts back then because they were a pain, you know, but we didn't have all this. And so people were actually forced to drive when they got behind the wheel. Now they come up with this stuff, you know, lane correction and this and that and little indicators. So you don't even have to look. And they don't, because they got the computer to tell them. Beep, 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 beep. I saw a deal here a while back. They're coming out with a self-driving car. You know, I mean, basically what we've been hearing about this for years. Let me correct that. It's not actually a self-driving car. You see, they've already got this thing where you drive down the road with like one hand on the wheel. And like if you start wandering out of your lane because you're looking at your phone or being just a general moron, and it'll, you know, beep, 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 and it'll bump you back into the lane. Bump you back into your lane. But you got to keep your hand on the wheel. See, they're removing that now. Now they're coming out with a deal where you don't even have to keep your hands on the wheel. They say you can, and they show the ads. I say Chevrolet's got an ad. GMC got an ad for that out right now. And they show the people sitting there looking at the road. Of course, no white people, but they show them people sitting there looking at the road and clapping along with the music. You know, like that's what they're going to be doing. They ain't going to be what they're doing because now you can take your hands off the wheel. That's not, they're going to be sitting there clapping to the song while they're paying attention, looking around. We know that ain't going to be happening. They're going to be sitting there staring at their damn phones like they do everywhere else. Every one of these safety convenience things they add make people worse drivers because they just don't, they take it to the extreme. They market it and say, see, this is a little something extra just to keep you safe. But people use it like it's a convenience thing. Well, I don't even have to hold on the steering wheel now. It's probably not a true saying, but there was a story. It's kind of like an urban legend going on back in the day, like in the 70s, 80s. I remember this. And it was like some woman had gone out and bought an RV and they told her all of the conveniences it had, including cruise control. And this woman promptly wrecked the RV because she got out on the highway. She set the cruise control and thought that minute drove itself. And she got up and walked to the back to make her a cup of coffee or something. This story may or may not be true. Today, it would be true. They would get up. You know, they're going to be making coffee. They're going to be looking at their phones because they come up. They come up with all of this stuff. It's keeping you safe, but it's not keeping you. It has the backwards effect because people aren't paying attention. Now, all this talk about driving, you might be like, damn, I thought this was supposed to have something to do with the Daily Nationals. Well, we are talking about driving today. We're driving at home with the gay. It's the gaily nationalist for Friday. May 26th is here. And the title of our article for today, which does have to do with driving, is Ford's Very Gay Raptor Set to Redefine Tough at Goodwood. Now, this story is a story. Now, the story we're using is actually from a year ago. And it's funny, but because the video from this that Ford produced is just now going out and really making the rounds. Nobody really noticed it a year ago. And when I was looking up something I could use, and there's several people like have got like opinion articles on it, you know, like and I thought of using those. But all the people writing the opinions on it were by and large probably whine and complain because we used their material here on the Daily National. So I did find the actual Ford Media Center. So they can't whine. So we're going to use that as our source material. But one of the things I found entertaining about this is, you know, no matter what you say, because they've broken the search engines. And no matter what you try to search now, you get all of these ridiculous results. You know, you get the hand-selected results that they want you to read. Now, I was searching for Gay Ranger, Rainbow Ranger, Rump Ranger. I don't know. I was using all these search terms because I was trying to find an article to do with this because the original thing I saw were the videos for this. So I'm trying to find some original source material and I don't know what to search. Rainbow Ranger, you know, I don't know. Tranny Ranger. I could keep going on. But the results you get from the top down beginning are all these fact checkers, you know. The fact, you've been debunked. Now, the debunking from these official fact checkers, which it's pretty much already been revealed now, are basically just like regular media people in the government. But the fact check on this is not that Ford isn't come out with a Rainbow Ranger. It's that this is debunked because this was a year ago. You see, that's the disqualifier. You do this long enough, you always recognize the patterns. The first things they go for is disqualify. Your opinion doesn't count because, and now we don't have to consider it. The disqualify element of this that is put out there by these so-called fact checkers is that, well, the video was produced a year ago. You see, they use their little word spells, you know, working their word magic. Working the word magic. Oh, it's been debunked. You know, the assertion, Ford just produced a Rainbow Ranger commercial for Pride Month. Fact checkers have found it's been debunked because it was actually produced last year. No need to talk about that. That's really not the topic. The topic is, once again, you have these corporations promoting nonstop gay anal. And it's not, the point of contention is not exactly which date did they do this on. Does anybody actually do this whole fact check? Does anybody, like a regular person, be like, man, I don't know about this. I better go check what the fact checkers say. I don't think anybody does that. The only people that would do that are the people that already believe in all of this nonsense. These nonsensical narratives they present to us, and they think that that is going to show somebody how stupid they are. Oh, you think you know so much? Well, guess what? Fact checkers have debunked it. Once again, disqualify. It's amazing to watch them try to work their little word games, you know, to just work their little word spells and act like they've proven something. Oh, well, y'all think that Ford just produced that, but actually it was produced a year ago. See, you're stupid. Now we don't have to listen to what you have to say. Ford, you know, because the Ranger, I'm going to wind up making Ford guys mad, talking about how gay the rigs are. You know, isn't that the Ranger wasn't gay enough beforehand. Ford has increased the gay for the Ranger. Now, we got some subheadings here. And we're going to do that before we get into the article. This is they present it, and this is from Ford's media site. So it's not like, you know, I'm using some kind of biased source here or something. Ford is proudly pronounced proudly, yes, for Pride. Because we're fixing to get into Pride Month. You're fixing to get, you get gay anal promoted to you nonstop all year. But you see, June is your month. You got to mainline the gay anal. You see, you get gay anal the rest of the year, but see, June is the fisting month, the double fisting. We're going to just go all into the elbow for the gay. Here's Ford's bullet points here to get us started. The quote unquote very gay Raptor, and they even have a cute little thing with the letters, the VGR, the very gay Raptor, and next gen Ranger Raptor to appear at the Goodwood Festival of Speed, reaffirming Ford's long-term commitment to LGBTQ+ allyship. Gareth Thomas to host live sessions of quote-unquote Tough Talks, talking to guests from the truck bed of VGR, which remember is very gay, Ranger, to help challenge stereotypes and initiate difficult conversations. I will stop here. I get so tired of this. Very difficult conversation. See, they're so brave. They're initiating a very difficult conversation. But there is no conversation. This is lecturing. Nobody wants to have that. This isn't a difficult conversation. A conversation. Because they always do this. We need to have a conversation about race. And we're like, yeah, let's do that. But they don't ever mean a conversation. A conversation is when you have back and forth. You know, you say something and I listen to you patiently. And after you've made your points, then I make my points. And then we have a civilized back and forth. That is never what they mean when they talk about quote unquote difficult conversations. What they mean is you're going to sit there, you're going to shut the hell up, and you're going to be lectured to by your moral betters of the rainbow promotion community. Which is stupid anyway, because how many... Look, you know, I pride myself on being able to put myself in other people's shoes. I'm empathetic, probably to the point of a fault. You know, I get accused of being like cold-hearted and you're not sympathetic. You just don't understand. But I'm probably more empathetic than the average. Now, I will say I'm more empathetic than the average person. Like I say, to the point I think it's kind of a fault if I'm being 100% honest. I'm able to put myself in other people's shoes for the most part. except for somebody that's just completely insane, then I can't do that. But I can say, without a doubt, I mean, I'm looking at the picture. I plan to have this picture up on the heading for this episode here. And I'm looking at this Rainbow Ranger. I'm going to tell you something. If I was a 100%, I mean, absolute, like, flaming homosexual. If I was an absolute flaming homosexual, spent the weekend at the gay bathhouse doing multiple anal with strangers for like 2 days straight, and I get ready to leave and go back to my, I don't know, apartment in New York City or San Francisco or wherever the hell, I'm not going to walk out and get in this gay ranger because this thing just looks horrible. You know, I mean, one of the stereotypes for male homosexuals is that they're supposed to have marvelous fashion sense. And some of them do, I guess, as far as women are concerned. And I don't think any male homosexual is going to look at this. Well, I don't think any male period really is going to look at the Ford Ranger and go, I want one of those. But nevertheless, that's personal opinion. But I don't think a male homosexual with a marvelous fashion sense is going to look at this hideous Rainbow Ranger and go, I'm going to go out and get in that. I think the flaming homosexual that spent the weekend doing multiple gay anal with multiple strangers at the bathhouse in San Francisco gets up on a Monday morning still hungover. He ain't going to go out. He can be like, I'm not driving that. That is horrible looking. How gaudy can that be? Oh my gosh. They're going to say that's marvelous. They're going to say that is too gay even for me. Congratulations for difficult conversations. No, we all know what that means. And they always act like you just don't want to have the conversation because it's too difficult because you're afraid. No, because we want to actually have a conversation, but they won't do that. They mean you got to shut the hell up while they lecture to you, while you be lectured to by your self-appointed moral superiors. That's what it always means, regardless what the topic it is. Whether it's this alphabet nonsense, whether it's race stuff, they want you to shut the hell up. Because at the end of the day, if you're allowed to speak, their arguments and their stuff is based on gibberish and emotions. Your arguments, if you're able to make them, are going to, you know, if people were sitting there as an audience and looking at these things, they're going to look at this and be like, yeah, you seem more reasonable. Your arguments make the most sense. And they know this. That's why they have to have you shut the hell up. That's why they've got to have the censorship. Because they can't hold up difficult conversations. It's not difficult. It wouldn't be difficult for us if we were allowed to have it. And the final bullet point, a new video released ahead of the event showcases the different personalities, yet the same toughness. And yes, they use this term, badass capabilities of the VGR, which once again, I'll remind you, in their words, stands for Very Gay Ranger. And next gen, Ranger Rabbit. The toughness and badass capabilities. Because you see that ass gonna be bad for all that ramming. Gonna have to have a pretty tough ass to get the elbow. Okay. I'm not gonna go way out there. Now, I don't have the video with this article, but you can find it. It's all over the internet. It's making the rounds, and that's why we're talking about it. Is the video's making the rounds. I'll just tell you, the video is basically too muddy. And I thought that was funny. You have these two Ford Rangers running around through the mud. Like, everybody knows these things are just going to go down the highway. Where do they find these muddy places to drive them around? Is it regardless of any of these pickup commercials, you see them and they're out there in the mountains and they're going over these rocks and they're crashing through all this mud. If I had something, and it wouldn't be this Rainbow Ranger, but if I had something like that and I'm like, man, I'm going off-roading this weekend, I wouldn't even know where the hell to go. Because anywhere you'd be like, I could go off-roading there. That's somebody's private property. And be like, what the hell are you doing? Get off my place. But anyway, they show these rangers and they're covered in mud. Which, knowing that this is a whole, you know, gay anal ranger, I found that funny. You know, they must not have cleaned themselves up before going into, you get the analogy. Their ranger is covered, it's covered in mud. Please don't make me explain the joke. Don't make me go, you know.
You see, it's a play on visuals. Because you see, if it was called Chucks,
the Rangers are covered in mud. And then, as they're crashing through in the outback,
They're out in this wilderness because that's why they're covered in mud. And they're speeding through the wilderness for some reason in the mud. But then all of a sudden, for some reason, out in the wilderness, out in the middle of nowhere, the backcountry where they're four-wheeling and covered in mud, there are these huge spray things. And these spray things wash them off. You're not supposed to ask, why is there a car wash out in the middle of nowhere? Is there somebody with a fire hose spraying? And as they spray by, one gay ranger is a normal color. It's a cis color, I guess you would say. You see, and then the other one gets sprayed off, and it is hideous. Hideous. I can say, if I was a flaming homosexual, I would not caught driving this ugly truck. I would be like, yeah, I do gay anal, but I'm not driving that. Now, what about the other ranger? The other ranger that's not rainbow, I guess, is curious. It's the bi-curious ranger. It's out frolicking with the rainbow ranger to expand its horizons, to explore. To explore. Explore new things. Let's get into the... I'm going to fill this whole story with puns. Puns are the order for the day. The play on words. See, this is talent. Let us get into the meat of the... Let's get into the meat of this story. Ford. My voice suddenly went high there. Ford will continue demonstrating its allyship with the LGBTQ plus, because the plus, as we've covered before, mostly stands for the P. They just haven't put that out there yet. The LGBTQ plus community at the Goodwill Festival of Speed this week, bringing Very Gay Raptor and the Next Gen Ranger Raptor along for the ride. You can insert your own puns here, by the way. You're free to do that. What the hell is this allyship thing anyway? No, I mean, really, what does that mean? Because I see that thrown around. They're demonstrating their allyship. So what are they saying? Are they saying that Ford doesn't actually, that the executives at Ford don't actually partake in gay anal, but they're very supportive. They're willing to watch. They're willing to watch. They're willing to stand there with the lube dispenser. It could be a new convenience package on the VGR. It could be a new convenience package. You see, it's got the hands-free lane capability. It's got the side deal. And as if having to have the camera to assist you to back up is not gay enough, it's got a built-in lube dispenser located on the bottom seat cushion because of course, maybe this is what this whole allyship means. The appearance of the Very Gay Ranger, and remember, that is their terms. I'm reading from the article. The puns are mine, but the article is theirs. They can own it. The appearance of the Very Gay Raptor. The Very Gay Raptor at the event near Chichester, UK, will be used to further initiate important discussions. Important discussions. And aimed at driving out discrimination. You see, my puns are better than theirs. See, they're trying to do the pun thing. And it sucks. It's just like how the left can't mean. Driving out discrimination in the automotive industry and beyond. Driving out discrimination. Who's being discriminated against? I mean, seriously, are they saying that prior to them introducing this hideous Rainbow Ranger, are they saying that up to that point, like a year before, like if somebody had rolled up at Ford and been like applying for a job and they're like, well, is there anything else we need to know? And it's like, well, yeah, I'm really big into the gay thing. And they're like, get out of here. We don't want your kind around here. So who's being discriminated against in the automotive industry and beyond? You see, it's just preaching. I said this on my show here a while back, and I always view these things in this context. We are a society which is devoid of any true morality. And I'm not going to start being preachy about it here, but the short version of it is, you have a society that has been stripped of all actual morality, which comes from God, by the way, has been stripped from all actual morality. But see, the human desire for some sort of morality, for some sort of moral structure remains. So you wind up creating this weird, inverted, fake morality to replace real morality. And that's why this stuff always comes off as preachy, because they're preaching their new morality that they've invented. See, they're driving out discrimination from the automotive industry and beyond. As part of this, Ford will be presenting live sessions of its show Tough Talks series at Goodwood from the truck bed of the Very Gay Raptor, hosted by Welsh rugby legend Gareth Thomas, the first openly gay rugby union player. This wears me out. It all wears me out, obviously. But, you know, they bring this openly gay rugby player. Now, look, I'm from America, and we don't do rugby in America. But the real question is this guy any good? Was he any good? At rugby, that is. On the gay stuff, I could care less. But was he any good at rugby? Because I know, like, here in the U.S., they've had times it's like, oh, this NFL player is, you know, this brave, openly gay player, one of the first gay players, or whatever. And it's like there are always some, pun inserted once again, some backbencher. You know, backbencher. They weren't like a star player, but they make a big deal out of them in the media. Let's continue the sessions. You're going to have these sessions, you see. The sessions will explore how the automotive industry can foster a culture of inclusion and allyship for the LGBTQ+ community, covering a range of topics and featuring guests such as racing driver Abby Eaton, comedian Catherine Bohart, and Lord March, the son of Duke Richmond, who founded the Goodwill Festival of Speed and Goodwood Revival. Having a revival. It's a revival here. Again, you ever notice there's no definitive terms here? There's no definition. What does this... We always hear these preachy terms. Culture of inclusion. Allyship. You see, they all sound very nice. And once again, you have this common theme to where they never, ever, ever tell us what any of this means. It's just dazzling you with word spells. Created in 2021, Very Gay Raptor was born in response to a negative comment on social media, with Ford rendering its most badass nameplate in sparkling gold adorned with rainbow graphics. The positive response online was so overwhelming, the manufacturer decided to make it real and has been using it as a tool to help drive out discrimination ever since. Now see, what happened is they were putting up the Ford Ranger thing and somebody said, made a comment that was something like, you know, well, I guess it's okay, but it's still, the color looks kind of gay. How about something else? And instead of just being like, you know, whatever, they jump on this and go over the top the other direction. And it was just, you know, the positive response online is so overwhelming. Now, of course, we know nobody noticed this at the time, but now it's making the rounds. And the response is anything but overwhelmingly positive. Now they're going to be worried they're going the Bud Light route with their stock prices plummeting. One thing's been interesting watching these stories, when I read stories like this, is reading comments, when they allow comments, is reading the comments from like normie people that have no idea. And they're like, they're just befuddled. Why do they do this? They're not going to make money by making a Rainbow Ranger and insulting this. These aren't the people that buy their trucks. And if they were, they still don't want a hideous Rainbow Ranger. It's funny to watch them because they don't understand how any of this works. You know, they're trying to put it through the old paradigm. You know, they're trying to look at through the old lens of these corporations, these companies do this to make money. Why do they do this to make money when this is going to have the opposite effect? Now, granted, you know, when their stock price plummets like 35%, like I think Budweiser had happened, Anheuser-Busch had happened, you know, with their whole Bud Light tranny thing, you know, that isn't in the plan. for the most part, I think they hope that you just don't notice this stuff. They want to do like they did with this thing. They put the video out there. They put out a little press release. You know, certain little clicks of media go, oh, yay, let's clap. Let's clap. But they don't want it to go out there like into the general community. Because when it does, the stock price plunging thing is a problem. But it's always funny to watch people have no idea, you know, why this stuff gets pretty. They just can't, because they put it through this lens of, well, they should be advertising to sell trucks. And what does this have to do with selling trucks? Well, obviously they're not. They're selling you something else. And then again, people can't comprehend that. They can't grasp that, because they're like, but why are they trying to sell the something else? Why are they pushing this? Why is this what they're selling? They're not selling, with this thing here, they're not selling a Ford Ranger. They're selling gay. They're selling the rainbow thing, because you don't get it. You're, heaven knows you're not getting inundated with that enough. And again, people are like, but why? I don't understand. Where's the profit in it? I don't understand. Look, if for some reason you're one of those people, I can't imagine that, because you're listening to this show. I just give you a quick brief, and there's, of course, a whole lot more facets to it, but here's a quick brief. No matter how big a corporation is, in fact, that is one of the key elements. With all these big corporations, Anheuser-Busch, Ford, you don't understand this. They all operate. Could you hear these numbers? And it's like, this corporation is valued at, you know, $878 billion. I just grabbed that number out of the air, by the way. It's valued at $878 billion. That's their stock value. All of these corporations operate on a line of credit. Now, because they're mega corporations, there's a huge line of credit. It's like a revolving line of credit. Like if you had a small business and you had a, say, a $50,000 line of credit at the bank, and they extend you a line of credit, and you know, you can borrow against that and then pay it back. You know, you just have this revolving line of credit that you can draw out of, but then you put the money back, and it just gives you like a reserve, because you don't have $50,000 in savings. You got this reserve, and you can borrow against that, and you put the money back. These corporations basically operate on that, like that, only on, of course, obviously a huge scale. We're talking billions of dollars. Scale. That kind of money is only available from basically one source, and that's BlackRock. BlackRock / Vanguard. And so when BlackRock says, well, you got to do this gay thing. We want to see the gay thing. We want to see the gay thing promoted. Now, these companies, corporations know they've got to do a certain amount of that. Whether it's the gay thing, whether it's promoting interracial couples, whether it's putting fewer and fewer white people in the commercial, whatever, because that's the requirement. Just like if you go to the bank and they say, well, I'll loan you the money for this house, but we want 20% down. That's the requirement to get the money. I'm making this simple, not because I think that y'all already don't know this, but if you hear me say it in this way, it'll be easier for you to explain it to the people you know when you run into them, you know, and they're like, I just don't understand. And you can explain this in a way that they can understand. So I'm not sitting here treating y'all like you don't know. That's not, I respect the audience here at Radio Albion. But to get that line of credit, that's the requirement. So they got to do that. Because if they didn't, if Ford said, I'm not doing any of this crap, then BlackRock, Vanguard, they'll sit there and say, then you're not getting the line of credit. And all of a sudden, Ford is in a lot of trouble. Because again, that billions of dollars worth of value is just their stock prices. Let's get back to the story. In a video teasing the appearance of the, it's such a tease, of the very gay Raptor and next-gen Ranger Raptor at the event. That's the Bicurious Raptor. At the event, both vehicles speed through off-road trails covered in mud, at times taking different paths. Facing off. Yet displaying their equally impressive and tough abilities. Regardless, their differing identities. The next-gen Ranger Raptor, appearing for the first time as Very Gay Raptor, will make its European dynamic debut at Greenwood, tackling the challenge off-road track. The challenging off-road track between runs up the famous hill, powered by twin-turbo 3-liter EcoBoost. EcoBoost. See, they need to change the name of the engine. If they're going to do this, because I don't think the Rainbow Ranger should get an EcoBoost engine. I don't. I think it's. I think they need to go all the way with their allyship. See, the Rump Ranger should get the 3-liter twin turbo anal boost V6. They're like, I think they should go all the way because it would be funny. Delivering 288 PS and 49 LNM of torque. And those are gay European numbers that I don't have any idea what they mean. And I don't care. I don't care about your gay European numbers. Your very gay European numbers to go with your very gay Rainbow Ranger. See, I just don't care. I don't care. I'm not going to figure out what those mean because I'm not. Yeah. So in conclusion, nobody, of course, wants this. They're trying to promote that. They trying to promote this as this, you know, this preachy. It's just one more instance where they're cramming the gay anal down your throat. They're cramming the Rainbow Ranger down your throat and nobody wants it. Nobody wants it. And yet, you know, that's what you get. And like I say, we're heading into June and we're going to get the nonstop anal agenda, you know, rainbow crap for like a solid month. Like we don't get that enough as it is. You know, we go double. We go double with it. So we're getting ready. We're getting ready. It's just funny because they come out with this stuff and you know, that in reality, they're hoping nobody will notice. You know, they saw that with the Bud Light thing and they tried to play it down when people noticed. And they were like, oh, this was just a one singular ad campaign that nobody really paid attention. Don't get mad. And these boycott, these conservative boycott things generally don't work. But it did, the Bud Light thing, it did actually manage to plummet their stock price. I hope we see Ford's stock price plummet. I'd like to see all the car companies' stock price plummets because they're trying to cram this electric vehicle. Imagine, oh my gosh, I just imagine the fun we could have with an EV Rainbow Ranger. They could call it the very vibrating gay ranger. Okay, that's enough of that on that note. I hope you had fun with today's show. You know, I'm trying my best to continue to have, you know, Sven always liked for the Friday Daily Nationalist to be kind of a funny, upbeat. I'm going to try to continue that. It's not going to be that every time because he was most of the time picking the stories. And, yeah, so sometimes you're going to get something off the wall. But either way, you know me, we're going to try to have fun with it. We're going to try to wrap the week up on kind of a fun and light note. We're going to continue to do that. I do have plans to be back on Monday with another Daily Nationalist. So we'll have something plugged in for Monday for y'all to listen to again. Monday through Friday, the plan is to have new content up every day. So be looking for it. I think the content is going to continue to be great. We're going to continue what we do. I'm going to continue to put the links down at the bottom on the description here of how you can send money if you want to send money to help Sven out, you know, commissary and for when he gets out. There's contact information. I've got links for that. I'm gonna put the links up for the prison itself because they have some information on, you know, what you got to do. Needless to say, if you write to him, which is I do recommend you do, you know, remember that they're gonna read that before they send him to him. So use some common sense. But there are any number of ways that you can do that. And no, because I've been asked by several people now, no, don't send me money and ask me to pass it on to him. You know, there's a Give Send Go page set up. Patriotic Alternative on the link I'm providing. They've got a mailing address. You can use Sail Mail and send it to Patriotic Alternative. Put a note in there that is for Sven and they will pass it on to him. So they will be your middleman. Because if you send it to me and say, send some of this to Sven, all I'm going to do is turn around and either do the Give Send Go thing or snail mail it to Patriotic Alternative. So that's silly. So y'all just look at the links. Look at the links. Y'all can handle it. Don't forget our homie. Keep hope alive. We're going to be back. Like I say, I plan to be back on Monday with another Daily Nationalist. We'll continue this show. We're going to continue having fun. And I hope you have a great weekend, and we'll see you then.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.